All right, girls. All right, girls. All right, Jelani. What did the buffalo say when his son left for college?
What did a buffalo say when his son left to college? Do buffaloes make a noise?
The only buffalo I know is Buffalo Bill.
Or Wild Wings. I don't know. What did he say to
his son? He said Wild Wings. Buffalo Wild Wings.
I don't know. Tell me.
He said bison.
How did I get these? That one's actually really...
Like bison.
Yes,
like,
I know what a bison is.
Okay.
You've had a bison burger?
No, girl. I'm vegan. When you finally get my joke is when you can go ahead and say a joke.
That's not fair.
That is fair because this shit is so easy for you. This is easy for anybody.
This, okay.
I bet you my 10th grade, my 10-year-old sister could get these jokes.
I bet she could.
I bet she could.
No.
Yes.
I don't even think you would get the
joke.
No,
I would get a joke. It's you thinking too much, girl.
I'm gonna find a joke.
I told you what the rule is.
I'm gonna find a joke.
I told you what the motherfucking rule is, okay? Cue the music. Cue the music.
Guys, we're back again.
Why are you saying guys like we have followers? They already left.
Yeah, girl,
they followed us and then left. They
it's
hit
like
the unfollow
these
button.
Died, so we just gonna go ahead and exit to the left.
They said, girl, what's a podcast? What are these hoes doing?
Bitch, we've been living, working, making this money, making these grades.
Girl, I just came back from Italy. What are you talking about?
Did you? How was it?
I did. It was great.
What'd you do in Italy?
Girl, I went to the island of Papadegione.
All right. You're so fucking annoying. Papadegione. Okay, anyway.
It was real nice there.
Was it good?
It was.
How's the pizza?
It was cheesy. It was a little cold, but you know, you threw it in the microwave. It was real good.
Mmm.
Yeah.
Yum.
It was yummy.
So fun. Can't
yummy,
wait to go.
Yummy in my tummy. Yummy in my... What did you say in Level Up? She said something in my tummy. She said something.
Yummy all in my tummy.
Yeah, that's exactly how I felt.
Well, I don't know what that means.
Yummy all up in my... I know exactly what it means, girl.
Does it mean, like, cum?
Yes, honey.
But how's that yummy in your tummy? You can't taste it if it's going through your vagina or your asshole.
Do you remember... Oh, my God. That Nickelodeon TV show where they were talking... It was, like, these characters and they were talking about... Yummy in my tummy. Jack Black was on it.
Jack Black?
Jack Black was on it.
No,
Jack Black, Nickelodeon. Oh my God, let me look this shit up. Anyway, but yes, DiGiorno, Island of DiGiorno, Papa DiGiorno was great. I met me an Italian poppy.
Mm.
You know? He took me on the ride of the back roads of Italy.
I bet he did.
To the motherland.
Motherland? Your motherland? Motherland's, nigga.
He hit the home run.
I bet he did.
He did.
Right up the gooch.
Nice. Anyway.
Y'all probably ain't gonna know damn Italy.
Listen, don't hate on what you can't. You know what? How you gonna hate us from outside the club when you can't even get in?
Nigga, you said Papa DiGiorno.
Okay.
Like, the fuck? Anyways, how's life? Are you okay?
I'm well. I'm blessed and unbothered.
Yes.
And I'm making shmoney.
Hashtag and blessed
making
and unbothered.
Great. The great.
The what?
The grades.
The grades.
The motherfucking grades,
the
bitch.
The grades, sorry.
I know.
The accent was like, what the fuck?
I'm making them up. They're great. They're all A's. Ace of spades.
Yes, queen.
Right? Yeah.
Right.
Blackjack.
You don't sound too sure. Bitch, you really looking this up?
Yes, Nick. Nickelodeon.
Oh my God, this nigga.
Bitch. Jack Black Nickelodeon. Cartoon.
But cartoon.
Cartoon show. Cartoon show. Cartoon. Anyway, yeah, grades are great, you know. I love my mama.
What?
That's
good.
I'm just trying to, like, I don't know.
You're trying to make up time because you don't. This show don't. Going. This show don't exist.
Yes, it does. It was yummy in my tummy. So yummy. So yummy.
Jack Black said that. That's very hard for me to believe. Jack Black. You know Jack Black.
Yo Gabba Gabba. Do you not remember that show, Yo Gabba Gabba?
What the fuck is a Yo Gabba Gabba?
Bitch, this is Yo Gabba Gabba. This is, I swear to God, Sierra got her lyrics from this song. From this
okay, show. Okay, bitch, I didn't see the picture.
Hold on, ready?
Hello, friends.
What,
let me see. Hey, everyone. It's lunchtime. Time to eat.
This nigga really in this orange.
This is what Sierra said. You know what? Level up. This is where I need to get my lyrics from.
Bitch.
In my tummy. Juice.
Yeah. No. No. Bitch, no. How old was I when that came? Bitch, that came out in 2007.
I know. That
I was like 12. 10
years ago. That was 11 years ago. How old was
it? Bitch, I was too old to be watching shit like that. I don't know what that shit, is. I was a grown child. Like, I was, like, I liked some cartoons. I liked silent cartoons, like Tom and Jerry. I didn't like, oh, let's go watch Batman. Like, no, bitch. I love Tom and Jerry.
You love Tom and Jerry?
I still probably do. I think if I watch, I'll still, like, die.
Why aren't you watching it right now?
Because I'm recording my podcast. Our podcast.
We love a multi-purpose, bitch.
Multi-purpose?
Multi-purpose, multitasking. I'm going to spray you like that Fabuloso.
I wasn't on spray.
Yes, it does, girl. You gotta put in a spray bottle. That's why your house dirty.
Don't play yourself. It was not your house, but you threw that rotisserie chicken in the motherfucking sink.
Oh, I threw that shit right in there because I was drunk. I said, I'm done.
Horrible night. Fucking <mess.
laughs> It's been stressful, okay? Work is stress. It is stress. Imagine. Do you want to know? Do you
want to shot and half a bottle of wine in 30 minutes?
Do you want to know what like work is like? It's like, imagine going to Blake's and being nice to everybody.
No.
But now switch it to a professional level. To be able to make money.
No.
Imagine doing that all the time.
I'd rather live in an I-75 cell.
Girl, you bold.
Being nice to all those gays.
I'm not saying like I'm being nice to gays, but I'm just saying, imagine being nice to everybody.
But yeah, could you understand why? Imagine being nice to everybody at Blake's.
Could you get the bitch.
First of all, it probably wouldn't work for me because a bitch I'm black. No white gays not like us like that.
Go to Bulldogs. Okay, so imagine being in Bulldogs.
Girl, no.
Why?
Not the Bulldogs.
We love a bulldog.
Them niggas a little much. They extra.
Oh, I love it. I live.
They're having beards and weeds at the same time.
And the fake Bob Marley.
They lace fronts beyond the fucking top and
in the chin. Girl, they hit their eyebrow. They hit their eyebrow line. Girl, they got no forehead.
It's a mess. But
it's okay. It's a look. It's a look. Okay.
I say to each.
You know what? You know what? Their lace fronts start at their eyebrows. What's a forehead, girl?
We don't need one of those.
We don't need that.
Anyways, so.
So
have
what?
Have you ever done drugs?
You sound like a 14-year-old. Like,
have you ever done drugs? I smoked paper in class today. Have you ever smoked paper when you were younger?
I smoked my
fun Smarties.
Dip. My fun dip.
Kids are stupid as hell.
I put my fun dip on my stick and snorted it with my nose.
I knew a kid in high school. We went to the varsity, and he sniffed the salt and the pepper.
I mean, I do that every day.
Okay.
Well, how do you think I keep my sinuses clear?
Makes sense.
It makes sense, right?
I guess so. That's have you ever smoked paper as a child, though?
What the fuck is paper, bitch?
Like, loose leaf paper. Like,
why
paper.
Would you smoke? First of all, how do you get that big piece of paper in your nose?
Nigga, I said smoke, not snort.
Oh, I think you said snort.
Bitch, no.
What the fuck would you do? Light it on fire and then smoke it like a cigarette? What kind of chemicals go into making loose leaf paper?
Oh my God, no.
Like bleach?
Who fucking knows? I don't fucking know.
Bitch.
What I do know is that I did it in
you seen those Florida zombies?
Those are bath salts.
Girl, they probably smoked that paper. You know what? This shit makes all sense now. Why Jelani got crazy?
You know how young I was?
He was smoking. Yeah, and no wonder why you have, like, 8 stacks of paper in your house. You love to write. This shit, you know what?
Bitch, fuck off. Anyways, have you ever done drugs?
Have I done drugs? Mm-hmm. Yes, I have done drugs.
What kind of drugs?
What kind of drugs do you think I've done? I feel like I'm being judged right now. God said, you know what? I don't know any Bible verses, but God said, don't judge thy neighbor.
There's a lot of things in the Bible too, but whatevs.
Okay.
I mean, I don't care what kind of drugs people do. Mm-hmm. Along if you're in capitalizing your T's and your sentences, we good.
The only T I'm capitalizing is the letter in my first name.
Yes, quick.
Yes.
No T over here, bitch.
I've only smoked weed. Well, I don't smoke weed anymore, actually.
Oh.
Fine. I do it out of a pen.
Oh.
I've upgraded, bitch.
I need to get one.
Honestly, experience. Let's talk about this real quick. So, I had it, you know, offered to me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I've never done this before. And I think it's like the thrill of like never doing it before. Like the first time, like you wouldn't bottom, you're just like, oh, I've never done this before. So I'm going to do
shit
it.
Shit yourself.
I mean, it did happen my first time.
Oh, not mine.
I did it. No. Anyway, back to the story. I just smoked it like, actually, I've never done anything like that. So I felt like I was vaping, but then I realized it was weed. And you don't smell it. So, like, you know when you, like, hit the blunt? Like,
yeah.
And you can smell, you don't smell anything. And one hit is, like, smoking a whole blunt.
Shut up.
Bitch.
I need one of these.
And I tell you, I have never been so high in my entire life. I literally just sat in bed. One, I sat in bed on Tumblr and looked at food for, like, 3 hours. I looked at my history the next morning, and I was looking at chicken wings and pizza and tacos.
What the fuck?
Is that weird?
Yes.
How's that weird? I was like, why? I must have been hungry. I didn't even eat.
Oh, what the
fuck? I just looked at food on Tumblr.
I would have died.
Everything else was better on Tumblr. And then the other thing that I looked at, which was weird, because I don't remember, I was just looking at porn.
No.
I just watched it. You know how, like, you literally watch porn to get off? Literally just sat there and was like, wow, this is interesting.
Like a movie.
And I was analyzing everything. I was like, ew, his booty hole's kind of gross.
Yeah, a lot of people's booty holes be looking real nasty. Honestly,
I don't think you notice it while you're in the moment.
Like, if you guys ever do porn and you have a hairy asshole, just comb it out.
What's the problem with having a hairy asshole?
Nothing.
We know what we're very inclusive.
Looking like when it's matted up, just coming out.
It's gonna be matted.
If your asshole hairs are dreading, that is a problem.
I want to see it blown out. I want to see it. You know.
Oh, so you want a perm?
I want it perm. I want it.
You
straight.
Want a perm and a bleach?
I want to bleach it if you want to dye it. Shit, it's fall time. Burgundy.
Yeah.
Pull a look.
Burgundy.
Pull a look. You know what?
Can you imagine?
Put a little contour the booty hole. Bitch, could you imagine if you could contour your booty hole?
That wouldn't really make sense.
Bitch. A lot of things don't make sense, but guess what? Hoes do it and become famous. That's what we need to do.
What?
Contour our booty holes and then put it up on YouTube.
Okay.
I'm totally down for it if you are.
That's Azalea Banks to a whole nother level.
That's bitch, and then we can have Azalea Banks sponsor us with her pussy bar soap. Pussy boy soap.
I don't want nothing from damn Azalea Banks.
Why?
I feel like I got a breakout. She's
oh
too
my
crazy
god! Could you imagine if we found out that her soap is fake and we like broke out in like hives and shit?
Bitch, hives.
As we're recording, it would be so itchy.
How would
bitch,
you
we'd be like those dogs that like drag their asses against the carpet.
Do you remember that? You remember that tweet? And it
no,
said,
"No, because I don't have Twitter."
Well, the tweet said, "I love when my boyfriend comes to me." And I just drag my pussy along the carpet like a snail. It was so gross.
Is that what you do?
No, bitch, I don't do that.
Oh, you don't have sex, so.
Remember that time we got high together?
And we just laughed?
And we had that laugh attack.
And
like
everybody
10
was
minutes.
Looking at us like we're fucking crazy.
And Zayna was looking at us like, nigga, like shut up.
The fuck up. Like shut the fuck up.
But I really couldn't stop. Like I kept looking at her and I was like, I don't know.
I don't know what was going on.
I haven't been high in so long.
Honestly, I feel like you'd be a brand new bitch.
I've been
high. I bought a pen.
Where'd you buy it from?
$20.
From where? Girl, a person?
Yes, I know people.
Oh, no, that's scary.
No, I
know. Can you give them my number? Can I just give you the money and you buy it for me?
I can get another one, too.
Well, how do you refill
it? You have to get the cartridges. But I get the cartridges from California. They're $50 per cartridge. But that's going to last you, like, a month.
Wait, so you have... They ship that here?
Yeah.
To your house?
It comes in a little, like, discreet box. Isn't that such a gag? See if you could, you know, could you imagine if you talked to people and, you know, you like ventured out the shit that you could achieve?
Like, I don't, like, clearly I don't smoke like every fucking day. Like, I'm not a pothead.
You would after this.
I love like just chilling and laughing.
It's just relaxing.
And eating. Food tastes so much better when you're high.
Okay, so speaking of that being so much better high, like, I heard if you do acid or Molly and then you have sex, like, you feel everything, like, 10 times more.
That's real Caucasian.
Too bad a black man told me that.
Well, he real Caucasian.
He real Caucasian?
Yeah.
Mm, that's a stereotype.
He good around white people.
Okay.
Bitch. This one girl that I knew, she was like, hey, can I take something? Are you not telling anybody? I was like, yeah, of course. She's like, I did acid last night. I was like, you don't have to worry about me telling anybody that. Cause then they're going to associate you with me. And I don't do that. I don't do the mm-mm. That's a hardcore shit. Mm-mm. Keep the teas.
I still think of
keep
it.
Keep the acid. Like
me and you know people who do acid and Molly.
Do we?
We do.
You do.
I will swear to God. Just like I told you, I have never eaten ass. I have never done Molly. And I have never done...
Nigga, I said you know them. I don't know them.
Yeah, no, you do know them too.
Like I talk to them?
Yes, you do.
To this day?
To this day.
Oh, hell, I gotta find out who this bitch is.
You do.
They black or white.
It doesn't matter. It's not I'm going to throw this drink at you. I'm going to throw this drink at you, bitch.
No, that's all I've ever done. I used to pop pills in high school.
What, vitamins?
No, nigga.
What?
Whatever we get our hands on. The last time I did it, so we used to go to fucking Walmart and still Dramamine because we weren't old enough to buy it.
Wasn't that like...
Motion sickness pills?
Isn't that like lean? What's lean?
Lean is like Robitussin and Sprite with a Jolly Rancher inside.
Is it really?
I think so.
What is lean? What's it?
That's just dangerous. Mm. Like, why would you want to... I'm sure that shit tastes disgusting.
Lean. Let's look up lean.
Would you ever do... What's the one you put up your arm? Heroin for if you somebody paid you $1 million, would you ever stick a needle up your arm?
No.
Good job, me either.
I would never do that.
Mm-mm.
There's this other one now. Okay, so I was getting my haircut. My barber told me, well, they were actually
all our barber.
All the barbers were talking about this new drug that's on the market where it's like gasoline and something else. It's like a synthetic heroin. But what it does, it gives you, like, this crazy high, I guess. You stick it in your vein, right? But, like, 5 minutes later, your skin starts to fall off.
Nope.
There'll be pictures of people's bones. Like,
nope.
But they're, like, so addicted to it that they do it.
No. That's disgusting.
Yeah, no.
That's extreme.
I was like, that's fucking crazy.
No.
It's crazy, right?
Okay, well, you ruined my drug talk.
No, and then what other drugs have you done?
That's it.
Oh, I've done a coke.
Nah, I can't put it up my nose.
You can't?
No.
That shit burns. It burned my throat.
Well,
the first time I did it was really cute. It was at Pride. And this man came out of here.
It was really cute.
It was really cute in this apartment, in this really nice apartment. This man came out of his bedroom, and he had, like, 8 lines on a silver tray. And he was like, Tyler, have you ever done this before? And I was like, no. And he's like, here, take this whole line. And I was like, okay, bitch, you know me. I'm always down for anything the first time.
He knows ain't been the same since.
And it makes sense why I'm always stuffy. So I did that, and I called you right after I did it.
You did, and I was very upset.
I was walking down the street, and I got the car. Yep,
I was like, bitch, go home.
I'm so high.
I was like, I literally said, go home.
And then the second time, and honestly, I was up for like 3 hours. It wasn't really that much of like an energy boost. And then the second time was here. In some rundown ass bar, but like in the bathroom off a key. I literally did it off a key, bitch. It was crazy.
That's some crackhead shit.
Honestly, I don't even know if the coke was like the cool part. It was just like the part of like, oh my god, I'm doing this in the bathroom. Like, this is disgusting.
That's some crackhead shit.
Oh, I know, but I mean, I
would... Like some Ashy Larry ass shit.
I'll never do it again.
Good, you shouldn't.
I'll still smoke weed, though. Yeah, so I'll hit a blunt every day.
Give it to me to move to Colorado.
Or California.
Or California.
But yeah. And you've never done anything else besides, like, pop pills?
No.
You're not very adventurous.
Bitch. No.
You're not.
That's fine. Okay. I've seen Holiday Heart. I'm good.
Don't know her.
Bitch, you need to watch her. We, okay, so our next episode next week will be about, we're going to make you watch a black movie. You should watch a black movie a week.
A black movie and then a come back to you about it? A black
movie a week.
Yeah, how about you give me a list and then we'll talk about it?
I will. You should, I don't know if I want to make you, you should watch The Players Club first or Holiday Heart first. Okay. The Players Club is lit.
You're going to let me know and I'm going to come back and I'll hit you with some notes and some lines.
Yes, bitch. Hit,
and I'll tell you if I how I feel about this.
You'll love them all, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
They're really good. Holiday Heart is a really good movie. And so is The Players Club. It's real ratch.
We love it. Right up your alley. Wait, isn't The Players Club when then that girl comes up to all the white men and says,
how about you, white motherfuckers?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's The Players Club.
Oh my god.
What about to say? Fuck. Ooh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you have anybody in your life who only talks to you when, just like to like, spit some negative shit. Like, just some miserable ass shit.
I have, but I cut all those bitches out.
How'd you do that?
I just stopped answering them. Or just stopped communicating.
So...
I mean, if you have a Debbie Downer, what does that do to you?
I mean...
It puts you down.
Right. Like...
Okay, then.
So... okay, so I guess I should... So... Like a misery loves company kind of bitch.
Are you a misery loves company type of bitch?
I'm not. No, I'm never miserable.
Oh. Yes, bitch.
I don't do misery. What I'd be miserable about?
I don't know. Girl, you breathing, right?
Hello.
Okay. Come you on. Have a roof over your head?
Hello.
You got a Caucasian household?
Hello. Hello. Thank Green you. Plant. Hello. Thank you. Love sack. Hello.
Come on. Come on, neutral earth colors.
We got a sectional in the living room.
She got a sectional, but she made it. She made it.
Well, that kind of defeats... You don't have friends? I don't think I... Do I? No. I don't have any either.
Girl, you don't have friends.
I really kind of low-key don't.
You don't.
Hey, guys. You guys should all just be my friends. No, not all of y'all. Bitch.
Yeah, all of you guys.
Who the fuck... Damn, I won't put nobody on blast.
We don't do that on this podcast.
Not, like, say their name, but...
Just say the situation. No, don't even say the situation. Say how you learned from the situation. I like that. That's like growth.
Bitch, instead of talking, I learned about to it, not reply to crazy people.
Great, then that's what you learned, and you have grown, and you keep it moving.
You know what I'm talking about from this morning? That screenshot I sent you.
No, because we sent like 8,000 screenshots a day.
Bitch, from my. Oh my god, where is it? This one. That one.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, we don't know her.
I have no idea who this is.
Anyway, where are you going with the Misery Loves Company thing? Because we kind of, you know, we ran off the trail here, girl. We got distracted by a squirrel.
We basically determined that we don't have any miserable-ass bitches in here. Okay, so let's do it this way.
Yeah.
How, for the people who do have people like that in their lives, like, how should they go about, like, just getting rid of that negative energy?
Because you feed into that negative energy. Unless you, like, are strongly willed, wouldn't you necessarily... If you're trying to, like, push them out of, like, being miserable...
Like for instance, like, what if somebody has a best friend, and they're just miserable all the time?
You gotta be there for your friend while they're miserable. I mean, if it's going on for, like, more than a month, then you gotta be like, girl, get your shit together. Like, it's your responsibility if you're a real-ass bitch to let them know, like, they're not getting over
the fucking want to get over. You can't just say, like, bitch, like, stop being miserable.
Yes, the fuck you can.
Then when does that ever, like, work? That's like me telling you, hey, bitch, don't date so-and-so. And what do?
I'm not gonna date them because I listen.
Oh, you are such a fucking liar. fucking thing. One over here does the exact opposite of what the fuck I said.
I mean, at the end of the day, you can only give your advice to so many people. And if they listen, they listen. If they don't, then they don't deserve your advice anymore. So then you just let them go and do it. So
you just let go of your best friend, like, just like that. Like, you just drop them.
Yes.
I think I can't do that.
But you don't grow as a person having the people around.
Deep inside. I have a heart.
Or if they have, like... Or if... I don't know. This is a hard topic, okay?
You can't just cut people out. Like, so you're literally telling people, like, yeah, if your best friend is miserable...
Yeah, because if they're miserable, that's problematic. That's problematic to your life.
I would at least tell them, like, hey, like, I love you to death. But at the end of the day, like, you're such, like, a negative person. Okay. Like, I can't handle it. We just need to take some time apart.
That's the exact same thing I said, but you said it a lot nicer.
I'm learning. I'm maturing.
Isn't maturing?
But you just call me nice.
I feel like it's more... I think if something leaves more of a mark on somebody, like an action, they're more likely to change from it. So, like, if you're more blunt with shit... I mean, I'm sure people get pissed off and they're like, I'm not fucking gonna listen to this bitch, blah, blah, blah. But if you're, like, more blunt about it, they'll realize it a lot later in life, or later on, like, oh, shit, they were real. They were the real ones. If you're gonna sugarcoat everything, nobody's real. That's, like... I don't
remember. Never.
Exactly. That's why you a real bitch.
I know it. Thank you. Can't find nothing like me. Can't find a real one, bitch. What?
Can only find the real ones at Phipps. Ain't no fake Gucci, no Prada, no Coach, bitch.
You just make that up?
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna say, I don't know this song.
Come on, bitch. It sounded like a song, bitch? Come on, I got the bars, hoes. You said, let me YouTube this.
If I don't know a song, bitch, that's a problem.
What?
But no. I guess that makes sense. Like, just... And then cut that bitch off, I guess.
You got to.
God damn.
You do better once you, cut the dead weight, girl.
Dead weight.
The dead weight.
So true.
The dead weight, girl. It's like going to the gym and getting lighter.
I haven't been to the gym in like 2 weeks.
I see.
You bitch, you don't see shit. I still fast, nigga, so don't play yourself.
Girl, you didn't, but you fast drink. You fast drank that margarita before I came over here.
Because you girl, were come early on. For once.
Come on.
You on YT time today.
I'm always on time, okay? I'm very punctual. Always.
You are usually.
Actually, if I say I'm going to be somewhere at like 9 o'clock, I'm going to be there at 9 o'clock. Or like a minute late, usually. That's it.
You said 9:30, 10. So I was like, this nigga going to come at 10 o'clock.
I really wasn't about to fall asleep in my house.
Bitch, I was so tired. That margarita's like, oh.
All right, guys.
We'll be back.
We'll be back? Okay, so instead of 1 month now, we'll be back in 2 months.
We'll be back in a year.
Yes.
We're going to break our record. And
by then, I'll have hit Italy. Well, I was in Italy just now. Be in Greece. Portugal.
What part of Greece?
The beachy side.
The beachy side?
Yeah.
I want to go to Mykonos.
Every gay wants to go there.
Mykonos?
Yes, bitch.
Do they really?
Yes. Every gay.
I don't want to go somewhere where gays are. And guess
what? I want to be the only gay that actually says they want to go, that to actually go.
I want to go to Tokyo. Gays don't go there.
Come on. Can we wear kimonos in Tokyo?
Kimonos?
Kimonos.
That's fine. What color? I want red.
Bitch, I want red.
We can both wear red.
You can take a red. I feel like green is gonna be better on my skin tone, like an olive green with some black. Oh
yes,
bitch. Yes, you can wear the red. I can wear the green.
Yes, queen.
I was just thinking about this and envisioning it.
Bitch, what the fuck shit up?
They ain't ready.
Bitch.
Can I wear the hat too?
Crouching tiger, hidden bottoms.
Can yes. we come up with a new position?
No.
Yes. Oh my God, goals. We are going to take a survey poll for a new position. You know what? I love this idea.
Bitch, that's not... You know how many positions there are? It's probably already made up.
But it doesn't give a fuck. We're going to start a new thing. We're going to start a new bitch. We are going to be these bitches. Anyway, if you guys have questions or concerns or ideas that we should talk about, let Jelani know because I'm not going to pay attention.
Wow, that's really fucked up.
I'm just kidding. I will.
No, you won't. It's fine. It's fine. You don't have to lie.
I'm not lying.
You know that you guys are going to fucking use our email anyways, but it's tgtfpod@gmail.com. And then our Instagram names are on the artwork. So that's that.
That's that.
Well, right. we will try to be back next week.
We'll be next week with what movie am I going to have to watch? Wait, okay, pause.
Why?
You know what?
That Keep is going. So annoying.
Keep going.
Words not disturb. Yes. So, for the people who still have the episode last week.
Nobody ever listened to that.
I don't know if they have.
We're not going to even talk about it. It never happened.
I just want to say, well, it's, people have it.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they really do. No, swear. They don't. Swear.
Okay.
For you guys who have it, just ignore it. Just delete it.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, you know, some of us just can't control our liquor.
Girl, you right.
And had a hard week.
She always be having a hard week, honey.
And so, you know,
if you listen to that, and I was like, you need to delete that shit.
You told me to post it.
Because my ass was drunk. You took advantage of me. I'm calling
No, bitch.
Bitch,
no, bitch.
I'm calling. Anyway, can we end this? Goodbye.
I'm so sick of being cut off. Call me if I get them, cut your eyebrows off. How about that?
Bitch, I'm gonna bop you.
Catch me outside. How about that?
I'm gonna bop you in that nose. You ain't ready for this wind up, bitch.
My nose? Why my nose? Why my Negro nose? I like my Negro nose and my Jackson 5 nostrils, nigga. So what's really good?
You took the words right out of my mouth. Out my nose. I was gonna say out my nose, bitch.
What nose?
You know what? Bye.
Bye.